Welcome to That Story Show, where your hilarious real-life stories take the spotlight. Clean comedy for ages 13 and up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouth-watering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouth-watering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, how you doing, podcast people? I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
I'm John, and that's not important. My last name is Steinclaver, just in case you want to know that, though. James, you know I play golf, right?
Yeah.
As a middle school golf coach?
Yes, I thought you were a coach.
Yeah, I use the term loosely, but it's actually there. Anyway, I discovered something new from some of these golf guys. I take an extra sock to the course whenever I play.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's just in case I get a hole in one.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I forgot about the dad joke. I thought I was actually going to get a little story about how you train the youth of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wish. I don't. It's that I actually don't. I don't take an extra sock to the
golf
course.
And I'm like, I was literally thinking, you know, he's who are these guys he's getting input from? You know, he's like really taking this seriously, and he's, you know, talking to experts in the field, and then their advice was to bring an extra sock.
Yeah, extra sock.
So it started falling apart in my head. I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like expert advice. And then the punchline came, and you know your son is better at this than you are. Do you remember?
It's true.
Do you remember NarthexCon? I'm not trying to diss you. I know it sounds like a diss. I'm really just saying you're great, but your son was greater.
Fair enough.
He was so good at NarthexCon. His was so great with the no punchline thing.
Yeah, there's no punchline.
Yeah, loved it. So,
yeah.
Anyway, welcome back, everybody. We haven't done a show since NarthexCon, so we're glad to be back. We're glad to be behind the microphone again.
Yes.
Glad to be hanging out with you guys. And we always start with an opening story. And this is one of the ones we were supposed to play at NarthexCon when we were doing a theme show about parents. So this one's probably gonna be about pesky parents. This is from Josiah. It's called Too Bad.
So I have a story about my mom. During the summer, when I was a kid, of course, mom had me and my siblings all day. So when she went out to do errands, she would take us with her. On one of these summer days, my youngest brothers were crying about something. They wanted some particular thing, and they were really putting on a show of being so upset and so emotionally wounded by this. It was just an established fact. We were used to that. Well, this time, mom decided to take a different tactic, and she pulled into the parking lot of the McDonald's. And she turns around to him, and she says, "Oh, we're at McDonald's. You guys want an ice cream?" And they immediately stopped crying. Everything was immediately okay for them. And they went, "Yeah!" And she takes a beat, and then she says, "Well, too bad." And she peels out of that parking lot and drives home. No one got anything from the McDonald's. Me and my siblings, my older siblings, find it quite funny. My younger siblings laugh at it now, though they do claim that she did it multiple times. But I thought you guys might get a kick out of that. We later on would use that Well, too bad all the time.
See,
hope you liked the story.
I did. I have some thoughts. Okay.
That was good.
It is good. It is. And I'm not going to say it's not.
For the mom.
Right. Right. But it's amazing to me how people will say that it's not okay to whoop kids, but it's okay to scar them for life by playing tricks on them.
Yeah.
Isn't it easier to just pull over and tan their hide a little bit? Just a little couple, three licks, click, click, click. And say, straighten your butt up and quit whining. I'll give you something to cry about, that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I think that you got to have an even approach, you know?
Okay.
You got to have a little bit of mental anguish, and there's got to be a little bit of physical anguish every now and then. But, right. You know.
Right.
It can be a happy medium.
So why not both is what you're saying. So,
yeah, why not
so both? Whoop them and scar them mentally.
Yeah.
So,
and then every now and then, just for fun, say, you want a spanking? And they say, no. And they say, well, too bad. Whoop. Maybe that's how we could do it.
Just surprise them.
Yeah.
That'll keep them guessing. They won't have trust issues as they grow up.
Just like, maybe not.
Doesn't matter what I do. I'm going to get whooped just casually throughout the day. Yeah.
Or no. I'm going to be denied some kind of treat.
Yeah. I hear, it's just my pet peeve. I hear a lot of parents at Walmarts and Targets and stuff, and they're just like, you know, if you're good, we'll go get something, you know? And it's like, you're bribing your kids to be good. Good should never be rewarded. Great should be rewarded when you go above and beyond. But for stuff that is expected, it's like when we were potty training Jenna and we had these Skittles on the table. And whenever she would go potty, she would get she'd get a daggum Skittle. Well, she did learn to milk the program and she would take one pee session and stretch it out to like four pee sessions. I got to pee again. And then she would get another Skittle. Well, once she learned and we found we were being played, Skittles just disappeared, and because it went from great behavior into expected behavior, you know, like we don't still, she's 19 now. We don't still give her, you know, there's not a crate of Skittles on the dining room table for her every time she goes pee. Cause maybe there should be. Yeah.
Maybe you got to center that incentive to do other things other than pee. Maybe, you know, clean your room, or I don't know what 19-year-old, I don't know. My 19-year-old, I'm trying to encourage him to work hard. So maybe I should get some Skittles. When you work hard, son.
Yeah, mail him a Skittle.
Have a Skittle. Yeah, there we go.
It's the single Skittle. You know, tape it to a postcard. Save yourself some postage. Ask him what his favorite flavor is. Says, too bad. You're getting green no matter what.
Those are my, I like the red ones. Oh, man.
I wonder if you mailed somebody a Skittle like that, would it stay under the tape? Or would somebody along the line snatch that joker and eat it?
I think when it goes through the machine, it'll get crushed or something.
That's true.
Wind up on the post office floor.
So I had an aunt and a grandmother, and they would send us cash through the mail, but they would always wrap it in newspaper because they were sure that the postman checked for money. And if they could see money, they would steal it.
That's a Simpson episode.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, this was the people that survived the Great Depression, you know, like we're kids in the Great Depression. So they didn't trust anybody.
Oh,
like
I can't.
Banks or nothing. They kept their money close. Talking about
I keep it in a mattress underneath the
talking
bed
about
in
socks.
The back 40.
Yeah, they did. So yeah, mom, I love you and all, but you know, maybe train your kids to be good. I don't understand. I don't know. We got a review brought to you by podgagement.com. I forgot to write who it was from, but they always have the weirdest usernames. So I don't know. It just said, in the episode Bad Reviews. Do you remember that episode where we read all our worst reviews?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. That was a fun episode.
Yeah, it was strangely, it strangely had an effect on me. Like I really wasn't as perky as I thought I would be reading those things. But anyway, he just says, I want you guys to know, and this is all caps, everyone who wrote a bad review is an LLB.
LLB.
Yeah,
LLB. A living, losing butt.
And an absolute idiot who should burn in Hades. Well, I don't know about that. Dang. I want y'all to know I appreciate y'all are goats. Do you know what goats are?
Okay. The greatest of all time.
Yeah, maybe.
Thank you.
Maybe put this on the show. Love, Marshall. Y'all are awesome, and I love you guys. 5 stars. So please be like Marshall. That's his name.
Yeah,
please leave us a review on iTunes. It really helps the show. And yeah, you can do that, and it would be great right there in your in your app, your iTunes app.
iTunes, Spotify, I think you can leave reviews. And
yeah, anywhere you can leave a review is a good thing. Just do it. Help us out. You know, it'd be great. News Nugget.
Share the love.
This is close to home for you, John. Fernandina Beach, Florida.
Wow, that was down the street from both of us.
Yes. Yeah.
Spent many a day at that Fernandina Beach, didn't we?
Yes. Yes, we did. An online gaming dispute escalated when a New Jersey man flew to Florida to attack another player with a hammer, according to authorities. Edward Kang, 20, is charged with attempted second-degree murder.
A 20-year-old, quote-unquote, man?
Yeah.
Like somebody who should be, quote-unquote, mature?
Second-degree murder and armed burglary with a mask. He was arrested early Sunday morning. This is a weird one, Nassau County Sheriff Bill Leeper said. Some things you just can't make up. Kang and the victim, another young man, had never met in person but had played the MMORPG Archeage together. The game's publisher recently announced a server shutdown due to declining players. So they were in a sunky MMORPG.
It was just the two of them, probably. Yeah,
it's like they got two less players. Now we got to shut down, thanks to you guys. Thanks to this attempted murder crap. Anyway, Kang flew from Newark to Jacksonville last Thursday, telling his mother he was visiting a friend. See, this
Newark, isn't that New Jersey?
Yeah. He found the victim's address, and how he found it is unclear, but Kang took an Uber to Fernandina Beach, bought a hammer, went to the victim's unlocked home around 2 a.m. Sunday. He hit the victim on the head with the hammer. The victim's stepfather restrained Kang until the police arrived. The victim suffered non-life-threatening head wounds and received staples at the hospital. I don't know, man. I don't know. Staples to the head. That's pretty hardcore.
Well, you know, it's easier than stitches, I guess.
I just love how he bought a brand new hammer. Let's leave a trail of evidence.
Yeah.
You know, at the freaking Ace Hardware down the street.
But I paid cash. I paid cash for that hammer. I'm going to take it back and get my money back, too.
He left. It was obviously a new hammer. You know a new hammer from a mile away. They tarnish instantly. So
that's right. As soon as you leave the store.
In custody, Kang claimed that his victim was a bad person online.
He's a bad person online. He's mean to me. I'm 20 years old, and I can't just turn off the game and ignore him.
And he asked about potential jail time for breaking and entering. And am I going to go to jail? I'm only 20 years old and I just play video games. So Sheriff Leeper commented, it's going to be a long time before you play video games again. Kang is being held without bond.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. You can't mix reality and fantasy together. Hi, folks. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with specific subjects or need help with a subject? Is your child ahead and not getting challenged enough in class? I know when my kids were young, we found that regular school wasn't giving them enough to learn. And we would literally homeschool them every day after they got home from school. And IXL is a product I wish I had had access to back in the day. IXL is the perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum. It offers interactive practice problems, educational games, lessons, and the video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's flexible and personalized because kids can explore any topic in any grade level, and they aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were falling too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them to get the exact support they need. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And that Story Show listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So there's a reason why I'm going to use the term young adult. There's a reason why they can't become president.
Yeah.
Because those are the dumbest adults that exist. If you think about it.
No, you're right.
Harsh. Okay.
No, you're right.
I'm not hating on anybody, but
I've always said that men are useless until they're about 25.
It's about true.
Yeah. Like they're completely useless. And
there's some of them that are even worse on the other side of the spectrum, but yeah, wow.
But generally
useless until 25, right?
Useless. Yeah.
And we let them vote.
And drive. Get married and hold jobs and let them get out of college and all kinds of crap.
Maybe that's how they become smart.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, it takes all the, you know, it worked that way for me. I had to go through a lot of stupidity before I finally figured it out. So
my wife calls it stupid confidence. She works in a male dominated world, you know, the accounting world.
Right.
And she's always worked with men and especially older men. It's changed a lot over the years. It's younger men now. But she says men have stupid confidence. She says where they're given something, they have no idea how to do it. But they're just like, yep, I'll get it done. And they 9 times out of 10 will figure it out.
Yeah.
And
that's
she says
part of being a man.
She wished she had stupid confidence because she worries about it the whole time. It's just she thinks, you know, she's wired differently than a male. And and she says, yeah, that women could do it a little more stupid confidence. Just confidence for no reason. Just like, I'm going to get this done. So
I don't know. I think we balance each other out, sort of like the physical abuse versus the mental abuse.
I guess.
That's a throwback to parenting. But delete that. I didn't really say it.
I just think she's being nice. She made up, you know, stupid confidence, but I just think it's called bullcrapping. It's just you're bullcrapping your way through your life until you figure out what you're doing, you know. Like, yeah, maybe. I can handle that. I can do that. You know, I lied on my resume. I can handle all this stuff, you know.
I think I can do it. Therefore, I can.
Yeah, I promise to love, honor, and respect and obey until death do us part. Sure, you know.
Yeah,
I can do all that. Yeah, I want to have kids. You know. I can handle anything.
See, we said all that stuff at one point.
Yeah.
And now I can't.
Now
I believe it, but
learn to regret it. I don't regret marrying. I do regret children sometimes.
You gotta wait. See, they have to get past that age of 25. And
right.
Then you'll be like, oh, it wasn't right. So bad after all.
No, my daughter's coming back around. But yeah, it's just like everything that made me amazing as a dad when I was young, you know, when they were young, is so embarrassing and cringe now. And so it's a trip. It's a trip.
Yeah.
Like I ignore them sometimes because I'm like, I'm just annoying to them. So I like, they'll come in the house and walk past and I don't even say anything. Cause I'm like, I don't want to get on your nerves. but I've been,
you know what? I'm with you right now. I was driving James to the farm. He volunteers at a farm and I'm just driving along and I'm talking and saying stupid crap. And he's just sitting there being all quiet and just kind of grunting every now and then. I'm like, you know what the sad thing about this is, James? I would be saying the same exact thing if you weren't even in the car. So
that's
because it's true.
It's a little scary.
Yeah.
It's a little scary, John.
An idiot.
Oh.
But that's my life.
It's good though. Let's do some stories.
Let me tell y'all a story.
All right. This one is a voicemail from Sam.
Ooh.
It's called Gatorade, and it probably has to do with parents, I'm guessing, because we didn't play it at NarthexCon.
So. Does it have Gatorade in it, too?
I don't know. I named it Gatorade for a reason, but it's been 3 weeks, and I don't remember what it's about. So
it's going to be a surprise.
Hey, James and John, this
us.
Is Sam from Virginia, and this is a story about a road trip that we took to our grandmother's. And when we were on road trips, we would never stop. My dad would always just tell us to pee in the bottle. Oh, we had to use the restroom. And on this road trip, this was the case. And my older brother had to go to the bathroom, just peed in the bottle, and we continued on. And when we got to my grandmother's house, it was super late. So Gatorade. We just threw everything on the counter, and we went to bed. In the middle of the night, my mom wakes up, super thirsty, goes in the kitchen, just grabs whatever's water was on the counter.
Yeah.
And drinks it, absolutely just chugs it.
Oh.
And as she's drinking it, she's like, wow, this tastes a lot like Gatorade. That's kind of bad. And she goes back to bed, and then we all wake up. Go in the kitchen, and there's an almost empty bottle of pee on the counter. And ever since, my mom does not like Gatorade, and she has never enjoyed Gatorade from this
she
point.
She switched to pee.
Thanks,
full
guys.
Time.
Goodbye.
She doesn't like Gatorade anymore. She's like, pee's cheaper. So I'm just switching to pee. Who needs the lemon lime? I want the salt. Grossed myself out. Gosh. I said salt.
That wasn't real, right? He made that up, Sam.
Sam, you're the devil.
Please let that be a story.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Yeah, you're one of the many tools. Oh,
I'm sorry if I got too loud in that microphone. I got a little excited.
It's okay. That's what the compressor limiter gate is for. It helps.
I need a drink.
Yeah, make sure you know what you're drinking, bro. I have lemonade and I don't want to finish it.
I don't trust it anymore. I don't. Why would you leave it on the counter?
Why would you bring it in the house?
Exactly.
That joker needs to go.
You could pour it in the grass.
Pour it in the grass. Exactly. Pour it on a lemon tree. I heard peeing on a lemon tree is a good thing to do. I learned that from Waterworld. You ever remember when Homeboy peed on a baby lemon tree and he recycled.
Kevin
yeah, Kevin Costner recycled his own pee. If you pee on a lemon tree, you can drink
the
water.
That.
Yeah, yeah. So that actually
Goodness.
Happened. Speaking of pee, totally different subject here. My sister had some nice shampoo that she bought when she was still living at home, and my
was
brother's herbal essence. Well,
herbal essence, yes.
Yeah. This was in the trivia at NarthexCon, but
yeah,
my brothers hated her so much that David, former co-host as a child peed in that, peed in the freaking shampoo. And Amy didn't know. And so I don't even know how the truth came out. Did they probably were just giggling outside the shower, you know, and then said, Amy, do you wash your hair?
No, if I remember correctly, the truth came out on that show.
Oh, really?
That you recorded with your sisters. Cause if I remember, what's that? The sister show way back in the teens, I think it was, right? Wow. The teens of the, I think it came out in that show. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've listened to it, but that's the way I remember it.
Okay. I thought she knew, but I don't know. We have a story from Ruby from Belfast, Maine. This is called, deal with it here, DCEREAR. Okay, that's the name of it.
Okay.
Yeah, so DCEREAR. When I was 3, me and my mom were in D.C. We went to the zoo, and while we were there, I got a plastic crown that was a bit too big and sat around my ears. Mm. Afterward, we went to a restaurant, and our booth, I was having some trouble getting up to my seat. There was a laminated menu, but me, being the young, naive child I was, thought that it was part of the tabletop. So I had put my hand smack down on that menu and shoved with all my might, thinking I was pushing against the table with the hope of boosting myself up into the booth. But it didn't work. Instead, the menu slipped and my head, specifically my ear, collided with the sharp corner of the table, nearly chopping my earlobe clean off, thanks in large part to the plastic crown I was wearing. So, perfect series of events there.
It was supposed to be a gift.
There it dangled, doing the
It dangled
like a cheap earring, doing the little wiggle
earlobe
that disconnected appendages do while we left the restaurant. It just, you know, hold it on. My brother almost cut his finger all the way off. Or actually, I almost cut his finger all the way off.
I remember that story too.
The fun part was having to ride the bus through DC in search of the ER. Okay.
No.
So there's the DCEREAR.
DCEREAR.
Yeah.
Sounds like a song.
I try to be clever. You know, we finally got there where the doctor proceeded to sedate the screaming child in front of him. For your information, by sedate, I mean merely medicine that was shoved into my nose to make me forget all my worries. Do you know anything about this? I should have done some homework, because if this stuff is available over the counter, it sounds a lot like drugs.
Yeah.
Stuff that you shove up your nose to make you forget all your worries. Were you given cocaine, Ruby?
That's what I was wondering.
As a 3-year-old. But if there is some sort of thing that makes you chill about your life, I would like to have a few, you know, like an EpiPen. I'd shove one. My wife's stressing out about her new job. She turns around for a second. I just stab her in the shoulder with it, you know?
What was that? Oh, I don't care.
Yeah. Things are great, man. Love it. Forgot all my worries. Anyway, they stitched up my ear and sent me home with a pat on the back. It was worth it, though, because my parents stopped by the local candy shop and let me pick out something sweet to eat. Hey, you want something sweet to eat? Too bad.
I know you just almost lost your ear, but too bad.
Thank you, James and John, for all that you do. Your podcast is amazing. I love it so much. And anyone that hates it should burn in Hades. No, she didn't say that. It made me laugh. It makes me laugh every time and brings much joy to my life. I hope this makes it on the show. Ruby from Belfast, Maine.
Man. Thank you, Ruby. And I'm curious, did you ever have any problems getting your ear pierced after the
event? Yeah, I'm sure she has a nice little white scar going on there, you know?
Probably a cool scar.
Gosh.
Maybe she got gauges after that and was like, you know what, I'm going to have big old floppy earlobes.
Man, somebody in the chat room said it sounded like a Final Destination setup, and they're right. You know, because the movie, if you're not familiar with it, it's death itself comes after these people because they didn't die on a plane or in a car accident or whatever. And so they'll be like brushing their teeth and stuff like starts leaking. And then there's electricity that they might get into. And you don't know as you're watching what's death is coming after them. You know, are they going to slip in the tile? Are they going to get electrocuted in the water? You don't know. But here she was trying to get up into a table She slides. I mean, just this perfect series of events comes together in the crown and the corner of the table. And it just severs the ear, and it's dangling. How much? Man, today, if this had happened today, instead of back when she was three, they just might have left it there. Let's put a gauge in there. This is a cool statement, you know?
It's called a detached earlobe, literally.
Yeah. If we want to stick it on there, I can put a little super glue. And then when I want to be punk rock, I just put a little nail polish remover on it.
Put a couple staples in it if you want.
Yeah, we're stapling everybody's heads today. All right. This is the best story I've ever read on the show. It's called Mom's Mouse. Here we go.
Mom's Mouse. Yes. I can't wait because you were teasing this a little bit ago, so okay. I'm excited.
So I was the oldest of four siblings, and our house had a carport that had a garage can. A garbage can.
Garbage can. I was like a garage cam, like a video camera?
One of those big garbage cans, you know, the tall black ones with a lid. We often would throw a bunch of stuff in it. Now, my dad loved fast food and had a big old soda, as you might say, James. And he just threw that thing in the garbage can one day. Now, at some point, it tipped over, probably because of us playing in the garage when we shouldn't have been. But surely that soda coagulated into some super sticky tar mess, a lake of disgustingness right in the front door to the to the garage. So the really smart kids that we were, we chose not to clean it up like our parents asked us to. Side note, why were we supposed to clean it up when it was my dad's fault? But
right? He's the one that should have thrown the drink out in the yard and then threw the cup in the trash. That's how you do it, y'all.
A little gaslighting. It's no big deal. But instead, I just decided to step over and jump and walk around or do whatever we could do just to avoid that nasty soda mess for a couple of days. And we were quite successful. Then one fateful day, we came home from school, pulled into the carport or garage, and there was this cute little mouse totally stuck with his legs completely trapped by the nasty, sticky soda.
Oh, no.
So my brave mom said, listen, kids, I'll set the mouse free. You guys go inside while I get that done. So we went inside. And we were really proud of mom for doing this task of freeing this mouse from this nasty lake of coagulated sugar water. So naturally, we wanted to observe our mother freeing this poor, unlucky, beautiful specimen of God's creation. Thankfully, our door to the carport had a window from our house that we could view the entire episode from. But it was quite tall, so my mother didn't expect that we would be able to see out. But being the resourceful children that we were, we grabbed a chair, put it up against the door, and all four of us were poking our cute little heads out of the window to watch mom free this beautiful little mouse.
I love it.
We popped all four of our heads up just in time to see my mom, who had grabbed a gigantic screwdriver. You know, one of those long-handled, flat-headed screwdrivers that has a super long neck so you can get screws that are in faraway places. Yeah, so one of those.
She's going to pry that thing right out of that sticky stuff.
It made sense because maybe she wanted to help pry his little feet free from the yucky mess so he could run away. Yeah. But to our utter shock and horror, mom raised her hands above her head like psycho with the screwdriver in both of them and proceeded to repeatedly ram the screwdriver into the mouse's neck until his head popped off.
What?
We screamed in utter horror and terror. As that moment, she looked up and realized that we were watching her, and she screamed in terror as well. So there was screaming everywhere that echoed through the whole neighborhood. Her mom had lied to us. She didn't want to free the mouse. She wanted to murder it.
That's right. Like, that one stuck there.
So needless to say, there was much weeping and gnashing of teeth as my mother tried to explain, because the mouse's legs were likely broken.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mom. Sure.
And the mouse would have never been able to survive in the wild. I still don't know why the humane way required a long, flat-headed screwdriver decapitation. But 30 years later, I've almost gotten over it. I hope you guys like my story. Hope it makes it on the show. Richard from Kelowna.
So all I can imagine is these four kids staring down in terror, screaming out loud, and then mom looks up and she's got this look in her eyes like, you're next.
You're next, kids. You guys want some ice cream? Too freaking bad. You're getting
getting
a flathead to your neck. That's what you're getting. Saw what I did to that little hopeless, little helpless mouse. See, this is when you go and you just say, this is when his mom handled it the nice way and said, look, I was trying to be humane. Okay.
Right.
My mom would have been, see, this is what happens when you don't clean up the crap out of the garage.
Yeah. There's always a teaching moment in there.
Innocent things die. It's your fault. So
it's your fault. It's your fault. It's dead.
You can't yell at me. He would be alive right now. So
I think Richard's mom, she saw it there, and she, like, every time she'd ever been scared by a mouse, she's like, you know what? That thing can't move.
She was doing therapy.
I'm going to take care of it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah.
She channeled all that frustration and energy, and multiple times stabbing it until his head comes
off. That's what I'm saying. There was something to it, you know? Because what do they say when women commit suicide? It's usually pills or something like that. Like, they don't get violent with themselves. But this woman, she could have chosen several different ways to peacefully depart this mouse. Like, haven't we heard about people putting them in plastic bags and putting them in the freezer so they go to sleep, you know, and stuff like that? I think we've told stories about this, but this woman grabbed a freaking stabbing device and went to town on this mouse, man.
We might have to put a warning at the beginning of this show.
It's terrible.
Also, a disclaimer that we don't condone this type of treatment.
No, yeah. It's
helpless, fuzzy animals stuck in the garage floor.
Since we're doing disclaimers, I'll go ahead and tell my mouse story. I set a sticky mouse trap on purpose one time because we had multiple mice, and catching them one at a time was ridiculous. And we had so many, and we caught four in a sticky trap. And they were it was the most miserable, gross, horrible thing I had ever seen. And I'm the guy that kills spiders and chops the heads off snakes and thinks that mice traps are humane and all this. But I saw four live rats squirming on this sticky plate, and I felt like I was a Nazi.
Oh,
like
my
I had
goodness.
Tortured them, you know, like. It was above and beyond what I was even comfortable with. And so I was like, okay, what do I do now? I can't just let them starve to death.
Just let them go.
They were chewing on each other. I mean, it was terrible. It was horrible. They had pooped everywhere. I mean, and they were just stuck and they were squirming and everything. So I laid them upside down on the floor, on the ground outside. And I took a concrete block and I held it over my head and I just threw it down on them. And they popped like a bunch of grapes, John.
Oh, no.
It was terrible. I didn't expect that part.
It was instant, though, right?
Yes. It was just instant. Yeah, it was instant. It was a perfect pile driver.
Perfect hit.
Just right down. But they popped, and I didn't expect them. It was like smushing tomatoes, dude. And so I just took the dang-gum concrete block off. And I just dug a hole right there and just flipped the dirt over with them inside of it. And I swore I will never use a sticky trap again in my life. It was the most traumatic thing I've ever put myself through. So
I don't even know. I mean, I don't think I've ever been faced with that before.
Yeah, I'm a different person now. I just want to say I've changed my ways. I don't torture animals.
You never tortured them, but I mean, but they didn't sell glue traps as a means to get rid of mice.
But they don't tell you what to do, you know? I guess, yeah. But I couldn't, what do I do? Drop them in a bucket of water, you know? I mean, I can't.
I guess.
I had to do something quick.
You'd have to watch them drown.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will be honest with you. I hate squirrels. And I have been known to take a BB gun to help rid them from my yard.
Okay.
But the other day, I saw this video of a squirrel bringing a cookie to a lady. Like, the lady feeds the squirrel every day, and then she came home. It's like on her garage door cam or something like that. And there's this cookie sitting there. She picks it up and looks at it and then rewinds the video, and a squirrel brought it to her. And I'm like, maybe they are smart and they know what they're doing. And
dude,
I'm like Norman Bates of squirrels or something.
Yeah, you're the I Am Legend guy. Have you ever read I Am Legend?
No.
Okay, so what happens is he's like the last human, and everybody else is a vampire, and he's the last one to survive, and he still goes out at night and kills vampires. And not to spoil it, but
is it a movie that I should watch?
It's been several movies, but it's a pretty good little book. And not to spoil it too much, but he realizes he's the bad guy now because society had changed and he was the monster.
Yes, because he's the only one.
He's going
human.
Out at night killing them.
Oh, my goodness.
He is legend. That's where that comes from. He's their legend.
The legend. All these vampires are getting together like over a corpse and eating the blood and stuff. And they're like, let me tell you this
story. Well,
there's
two kinds of, they don't tell you in the story, but there's two kinds of vampires. And there's your traditional butthole vampires. And then there's this upper level of vampires that are trying to destroy the gutter vampires. And
sounds like politics.
But he didn't know that. So he was indiscriminately going through and getting rid of both kinds. And so, yeah.
All right. So now I'm kind of curious, which kind of vampire is the one that's right? Or are they both right?
They are living. Like, they are alive. It changes the vampire stuff quite a bit and does a good job of trying to explain it scientifically. So some of the stuff works and some of it's, they have their own rules, but I highly suggest you read the book, I Am Legend. It's a short, it's a novella, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you've never steered me wrong, so.
But there is a movie called I Am Legend that Will Smith was in, and it's not at all like the book. It is a good movie, but it's not like the book at all. All right. So this is a story from Fred from Hanover, Pennsylvania. It's called Rough Roger. Rough Roger. When I was in youth group, we attended a church, and a man went there. His name was Roger. He was a big, thick, blue-collar, good old boy who owned a local automotive repair garage.
Yes. Awesome.
He's one of the nicest guys around. Good old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Roger actually went to school with my parents, and he was known for being athletic in his day. Hmm. It was Thanksgiving time, and the church decided to have a turkey bowl. A two-hand touch football game between the youth and the men of the church. The game was rough and quite competitive. The youth utilized their speed to outmaneuver the older men, who were not enjoying it very much.
Oh, no.
During the game, I found myself on the line trying to rush the quarterback play after play, facing off against Roger. And despite my efforts, I was not having much luck moving him, but I would shove and dart around him. On one play, as I tried to get around him, I accidentally shoved my arm into his jaw, causing him to spit out his two front teeth into his hand.
Oh, no.
Roger looked at his teeth for a few seconds, shrugged, and casually put them in his pants pocket.
What? Casually? In the pocket?
Remember when Ron Swanson pulls out his tooth in Parks and Rec?
Yeah, with the pliers.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great. It reminds me, this is Roger, man. Roger could do that for real.
He's Ron Swanson.
He then continued to play the game without mentioning his missing teeth. After dinner, or no, after the game, we went to the church for some chili, and Ryder stayed, had dinner
with his tooth missing.
I felt extremely uncomfortable for knocking out his front teeth, but he did not seem to mind at all. Later, I found out that those teeth had been knocked out previously. They were dental implants, and all he had to do was reinsert them after the turkey bowl game. So,
oh my goodness,
Fred from
Hanover.
That's
a good party trick right there. That means he could pull them out with pliers.
Oh, could do it just like dude did. Oh man. Well, those are our stories for today. I hope you enjoyed them. We do have a couple of announcements. We had photos taken at NarthexCon, and they are available at narthexcon.com. So go to narthexcon.com. There's actually photos from all three of our NarthexCons that we've done over the last few years. And
awesome. It's like a time capsule.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to announce, we haven't set a date, but we are going to do a NarthexCon 2.0 or 0.5. I don't know.
NarthexCon-esque.
Yeah.
A meetup, as you will.
What do they call it? Like, there's TED Talks, and then there's TED Talk X. Is that
TEDx? Yeah,
TEDx.
I think that's right.
So we're going to do a NarthexCon X, okay? And it's going to be in the Atlanta area.
Yes.
And it's going to be next year.
Next year.
Next year. So
next year. 2025.
Start planning ahead of time. We will announce. John and I have got to talk. We've got to figure out the when and where and whys, but it's going to be a very simplistic, dumbed down NarthexCon. It's just going to be that story show, a live recording. So, you know, we'll have swag, we'll have giveaways, we'll do trivia, but there won't be multiple podcasts. It's just going to be more of a meetup kind of atmosphere.
Yeah. But a live recording meetup.
Yeah. I just know there's people on that side of the country that would like to meet us, and we would love to meet you guys, and we just want to make ourselves available. So I don't know when, but it'll be this coming year, you know.
It'll be in the next 12 months.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Hats are still available. They didn't all sell at NarthexCon. We sold a couple, but they're $20 on Etsy.com/NLcast. So grab a hat. Also, this podcast is made possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. So get that Story Show Premium, which you guys have had. You've had a preview the last 2 weeks. We did our bonus content. It's called Stuff We Didn't Fit on the Show. But there's also ad-free listening as well as that. So we had quite a few people sign up to be patrons. And we even had people sign up for free for a 7-day trial. And you can do that at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. A lot of folks just pay a year at a time and they're done. And they just enjoy
it's like taxes.
The perks. And it helps us so much. So thank you so much. If you're more of a one-time giver, you can go to thatstoryshow.com and click on community. And you can, you know, do a one-time gift through PayPal. It would be great. So special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Guys, it is time for us to get out of here.
Wow.
Do you have a story that you'd like featured on a future episode? I'm sure you do. Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed, and don't stab the mouse in the neck. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, John.
Bye, James.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate you, man.
Well, I appreciate you.
Well.
More than a decapitated mouse.
Let me see what I can do here. Me and the siblings, we made a sticky lake. We're supposed to clean it up, but it wasn't our mistake. It was our dad's fault because he threw away a large drink. It wasn't our fault that the mouse got caught in that thing. We told my mom, because surely she'd know what to do. She told us, stay up in the house and I'll take care of it for you. She grabbed a nice big screwdriver and she wasn't aware that we were there. Yes, we were there. We were watching her chopping and stabbing that vermin. We all started screaming because his head was still squirming. She tried to explain why he wasn't alive. His legs were likely broken and he wouldn't survive. At least he'd have a chance. He might have lived a little longer if you hadn't stabbed his head off with that huge screwdriver. That's all I got.
Wow. Dude, that was... Did you write that early?
I don't know. Maybe.
That was awesome.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.